Hello, am I talking with John?
This is he.
Alright, hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys, and I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I'd like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing your community and the nation. So does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No, I used to write for a little zine back in the 90s, or the early 2000s, but
oh,
I don't
wow.
work for any current media outlets.
Oh, right,
and I had
cool.
an internet radio show, but that also is no longer something I'm doing currently. So no, I'm not working for CNN or Fox or even the local newspaper or anything like that.
Okay.
And I'm one of one or two in my household, depending on which household you count.
All right. So, do you happen to be 18 years or older and registered to vote?
I am 62 and registered to vote and have voted in a general election since I was 18, to the best of my knowledge. Although I have to think back to some of my college ones, whether I got an absentee every single time.
All right, thank you. So I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably.
As long as I'm still alive.
All right.
As long as
Regardless,
I'm still breathing.
Okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
That's right.
Democrat,
although I might have been independent. I might, you know, I have voted for Republicans, but I think of myself more as a Democrat who would have registered independent if Pennsylvania had open primaries. But because they don't, at least I could hopefully influence the Democratic side of the coin.
All right.
You know, in New Hampshire, you can just ask for whichever ballot you want in the primary.
All right. So, would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not strong Democrat?
I'm a strong Democrat.
Strong Democrat, all right. And in the November 2020 general elections, did you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden,
all right. So you said your age was 62, right?
Yes.
All right.
I'll be 63 and born.
All right. Just to be sure we're presenting everybody, may I ask your race?
My what?
May I ask your race?
Oh, I'm human, but I'm also what you Americans call white.
All right, thank
I'm
you.
I'm also an American, by the way.
All right, thank you. So, could you
please... Earthlings call white.
Mm-hmm. All right. Could you please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in 2024, in the November 2024, on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote, and 0 means that you're not motivated at all to vote?
10. Easily 10. I'm judging election in my precinct. And if I'm still residing, I expect to be judged in that precinct.
Oh, all right.
In November, although I just lost my job. And yes, I'm voting for Joe Biden.
All right. So thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
I'm scared because Donald Trump is a threat to the way that our country is going, and I'm going to be voting for Joe Biden as long as I'm still breathing on November 5th, 2024.
All right.
And I'm going to do everything in my power to vote.
Okay. So would you say you're very satisfied or satisfied or dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
I'd say I'm satisfied with what Joe Biden is doing. I'm not, you know, I'm not 100% thrilled, but I'm not blaming him for, you know, inflation or high costs or anything after a pandemic. I do blame Donald Trump for making the pandemic worse.
All right. So generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I generally approve.
All right. Strongly
soft
or
approval. Somewhat
right.
Approve.
Somewhat approve. All right. Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Congress are handling their jobs?
I generally approve.
So strongly or somewhat approve?
I strongly approve. I would say that when Joe Manchin was still in Congress, that I did not approve of him being, you know, a roadblock to the party agenda. But I understand why he did it, because of the demographics of West Virginia.
All right, thank you. So I'm going to read you a short list of some different issues and concerns that some people say they want the president and Congress to be focused on. And for each, if you could rate it on a scale of 0 to 10, in which a 10 means that it's like a really important issue that they should be focused on, a 5 is that it's a somewhat important issue, and a 0 means that it's not an important issue at all. And you can use any number from 0 to 10. So the first one is addressing immigration and border security.
Somewhat important, number 7.
Number 7, all right. Protecting voting rights and democracy.
10.
10, all right. Combating climate change and protecting the environment.
8.
8, all right. Improving K-12 education.
9.
Fighting
actually, I'd make the environment 9, too.
Make the environment 9-2, all right.
But only the contrast, the threat to democracy that Trump represents.
All right. Fighting inflation and improving the economy.
Number 8.
Number 8, all right. Protecting our personal data online from foreign countries.
Number 9.
Banning assault weapons.
Number 8.
Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
Number 9.
Banning TikTok.
I don't know how it's going to play out from a First Amendment standpoint, but I choose not to use TikTok. So what? How did you phrase that? What TikTok?
Oh, banning TikTok.
Banning TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Number 7, perhaps. I don't think that we can, but, you know, from, I don't know if it'll stand First Amendment must, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, I think it needs to be separated from the Chinese government if that's possible.
All right. So do you believe the president and Congress are spending their time and energy on issues that are important to you?
I think there's far too much division, but I would say yes.
All right, thank you. So now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable feelings towards them, so like very positive, and a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable feelings towards them, so negative. And then a 50 would be kind of like just neutral, so it's like you don't feel cold nor warm. And you can use any number from 0 to 100. And if you have no opinion about them, or you don't know, or if you've never heard of them, those are also options. So the first person is Elon Musk.
75%.
All right. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
45%.
All right. Hakeem Jeffries.
55%.
Mike Johnson.
Oh, the Republican House Majority Leader.
So
I would say
your opinion.
50. I would actually I'd say 40 40%.
40%. All right, thank you. What about TikTok?
TikTok, I would say 20%.
20%. All right. What about Joe Biden?
Joe Biden, 75%.
75. All right. Meta / Facebook?
Yeah. 65%.
65%. All right, thank you. What about Donald Trump?
Zero.
Zero, all right. Democrats in Congress.
Have to say 75%.
All right, and Republicans in Congress?
Twenty-three percent.
All right, thank you. So I know it's a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote for? Oh, hello?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. All right, thank you. Generally speaking, what makes you support Joe Biden for president?
Opposing Donald Trump.
All right, so opposing Donald Trump. All right, opposing. There it is. All right, thank you. So changing gears now, generally speaking, how much would you say you understand about artificial intelligence or about AI? Would you say you know, like, a great deal, a fair amount, not much, or nothing at all?
A fair amount.
A fair amount, all right. Generally speaking, do you think that artificial intelligence, or AI, is going to be more of a benefit to humanity and our society, or more of a threat?
It's it remains to be seen, so it's 50-50.
All right, thank you. So which of the following is closest to your view? Would you say tech companies should be more regulated than they currently are, they should be less regulated than they currently are, or they should be, or like the current level of regulation is about right?
I would say a little more regulated.
More regulated? All right, thank you. And thinking about the potential use and misuse of your personal data online, which of the following do you feel is the biggest threat to your personal data privacy and security? Would it be big U.S. tech companies, the U.S. government, China, U.S. law enforcement, Russia, North Korea, or foreign tech companies?
Russia.
Russia, all right. So how often do you use each of the following social media platforms, that is, if you use them at all? So the categories are multiple times a day, about once a day, multiple times a week, multiple times a month, about once a month, or less than once a month, or not at all?
Multiple times a day.
All right. Oh, well, there's different kind of social media lists that I'm going to give you. So the first one is X, or formerly known as Twitter.
Very little, but occasional.
All right. So would that be like maybe about once a month?
I would say
times a month.
Once a month would probably be.
Once a month. All right. Thank you. What about YouTube?
Several times a day.
Several times a day.
Many times a day.
What about TikTok?
Once a month at most.
All right. Instagram?
Once every 2 weeks.
All right. So maybe like multiple times a month, maybe?
Yeah.
All right. And what about Facebook?
Multiple times a day.
Multiple times a day. All right. Thank you. So as a TikTok user, which of these uses is the most important to you personally? Would it be like organizing or communicating with and hearing from your community, learning about businesses and products, learning new skills, like, for example, cooking, home and car repairs, etc., accessing unfiltered news and information, connecting with people who share your views and values, or watching entertaining content?
Connecting and streaming.
All right. So now I'm going to read you a few statements about different social media companies. And for each, if you can either tell me if you strongly agree with the statement, you somewhat agree with the statement, you somewhat disagree, or you strongly disagree. And the first one is X, or also known as Twitter, keeps its users' data secure.
I would say I neither agree nor disagree.
All right. What about TikTok keeps its users' data secure?
I would disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly disagree.
Meta, or also known as Facebook, plays a positive role in society.
Softly agree.
All right. TikTok plays a positive role in society.
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Meta.
Strongly.
Keeps its users. All right, strongly. Thank you. Meta keeps its users' data secure.
Strongly disagree.
X or Twitter plays a positive role in society.
Disagree.
Strongly.
Strongly.
Strongly? All right, thank you.
Strongly.
Thank you. Have you recently seen, read, or heard about Congress passing a bill to ban TikTok and the president signing it into law?
Yes.
All right.
Yes,
have you
I
heard
have.
A lot about this or a little?
I've heard a lot.
All right. So I'd like to ask you about the law Congress recently passed and President Biden signing it into law, which will ban TikTok from the U.S. if its parent company doesn't divest from or sell TikTok within the next 9 months. So generally speaking, do you support or oppose this law?
I generally support it, although I don't know if it'll pass First Amendment challenges.
All right. So do you strongly support or somewhat support?
I somewhat support it.
All right. Generally speaking, would you say you're more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted to ban TikTok from the U.S.?
I would say it's about even.
All right.
Somewhat more likely to vote for someone who voted to ban TikTok.
All right. And what do you think was Congress's primary motivation behind banning TikTok? Do you think it's because they're trying to help their rich special interest friends and donors? They have been influenced by big tech lobbyists who work for TikTok's competitors. They want to stop the spread of propaganda and fake news on TikTok. They think TikTok is a bad influence on children and teens. They are trying to silence certain voices they don't like or agree with. They want to protect U.S. citizens' data security. They're playing politics, or that they're concerned that China can use TikTok to spy on us.
The last two.
All right. So, but if you could choose between those last two, which one would you choose? That they're playing politics or that they're concerned that China could use TikTok to spy on us?
TikTok to spy on us.
All right. So generally speaking, which of the following sources do you use to get most of your news or information about what's going on in your community? And I'm going to read you just like a brief list, and if you could just tell me all that apply. So the list goes news aggregators such as Apple News, Google News, or Flipboard, talk or news radio, news websites or apps, national evening network TV news such as ABC, CBS, or NBC, print newspapers or magazines, music and entertainment sites, local TV news, YouTube, cable TV news such as CNN, Fox News, or MSNBC, or social media such as Facebook, TikTok, or Instagram, or none of the above?
I would say talk radio in the sense of NPR, not right-wing talk radio, and the print media, magazines, newspapers, and somewhat social media and news aggregators. So those five.
All right. So we're almost done. We're about 95% done with the survey, and we only have like three more questions. So we do want to thank you so much for your time this far. So
I'm really running out of time.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Bachelor degree, 1983.
All right. Are you married, unmarried, but living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
living with a partner.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
All right. Well, this concludes our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it and hope you have a good rest of your day.
All right. I got to go. I got to go cook for my girlfriend. Talk to you later. Bye.
All right. Goodbye.